The following Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, November 11th, 2019.
The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She does everything you do because the woman in your life is you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holtz, and I'm your host. And with me at the board is my friend, my partner, my engineer, and co-producer, Ken Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Beautiful day here in Sonoma County, and today is Veterans Day, and I want to do a special shout-out to all those who have served our country. I will be talking about Veterans Day during the second segment of the show. It's a very interesting time. In fact, Veterans Day falls on November 11th, so it's very unusual. Every once in a while, we actually have it on the day of November 11th, and today is November 11th. Anyway, I have a very special guest this morning. Joining me in the studio will be Janine Murray, who is the Executive Director of Sonoma County Go Local, and she'll be giving us some updates on what's happening locally here in Sonoma County and some of the trends. And It's just interesting, you know, the whole idea of going local, buy local, support your local people. It's very, very important. Well, you know, it's real interesting. We had the fire last month. It's just so hard to believe that at the end of October, there we were, you know, at the end of October. It was hard to believe that it was over 2 weeks ago, thousands of people in Sonoma County were being evacuated, and we hear reports about the Kincaid Fire, which was one of our largest fires in our county. And it feels like things are all settled down, and it's very interesting. I got two really neat emails requesting that what happened, you know, the fire. I wasn't able to do the pledge, and so I thought we would do the pledge today. So, you know, the pledge is kind of interesting. A little bit of background before I do announcements. A little bit of background about the pledge. I wrote it for my grandson when he was about, I think it's about 7 years old. He came out of daycare crying that he was a bad boy. And I looked at him and I remembered all the years that, you know, I heard that I was a bad girl. And I said to myself, oh my goodness, I don't want that being part of his life that he thinks he's a bad boy, because then what did he do? He spoke out. He asked questions. Maybe he was wanted a toy from a kid. Who knows what prompted the teacher to say that to him. And so I wrote the pledge. I says, you know, Ryan, you know, your self-esteem doesn't depend on what that teacher says. And every week that I picked him up from school, and then later on after I started taking him to saxophone lessons, I started to refine the pledge for him. And as time went on, I mean, one of the most fun things about doing it with a young person is when I got to the point of higher power, he wanted to know what a higher power was, and trying to explain that to him, you know, trying to, you know, point out the birds fly, you know, and the leaves on the tree. I mean, all the different things that try to examples that you try to give a young child of what a higher power is, what a creator is, what creation is to begin with. So it was a very interesting journey. And later on, as I went back into television and then into the radio again, I thought to myself, you know, I need a signature, something that people can identify me with. And so that's why I decided to bring the pledge in. And, you know, it's real important. I was listening to, I believe it was the Sunday morning show on KPFA. It was real interesting. Philip Mulberry, I believe, is the person who did it. And he had a guest on, and one of the things that they were talking about is that when it comes to talk shows, for example, more men call in than women. You know, I was been tracking the Press Democrat, our local paper, looking at letters to the editor. Definitely more men than women are writing letters to the editor. So I think it has a lot to do with that. Women are kind of silenced. You know, we're taught to be second-class citizens, even though we are the ones who bring in the children of the world. We are the ones who nurture the children of the world. and yet we have second-class status. So I think it's very important as women that we start standing up more and more and more. But it takes self-esteem. And self-esteem, really, when you start thinking of it and you start breaking it down, it means you have esteem for yourself. It means you know who you are. You are not being defined by other people's opinions of you that are coming forward. And that's the whole idea of the pledge. So I'm going to say it, and you can just kind of relax, and then I want you to repeat it after me. First, I'm going to just say it through one time. And then I have two people in the studio here with me. If you both would be so kind to join with me, I would really appreciate it. So first, I'm just going to say it one time through. My self-esteem, remember, self-esteem is esteem for yourself. My self-esteem does not depend on anything outside of me. That means other people's opinions. You know, I know for myself when I was growing up, my Aunt Sarah liked the Ziegfeld Follies, and she'd measure our waist all the time. And somehow I felt if I didn't have a 24-inch waist, there was something wrong with me. My self-esteem went down the drain. So it's really important that we don't allow those things to affect us. So it's my self-esteem does not depend on anything outside of me. My self-esteem depends on my relationship with myself and with my higher power. Very powerful word. My self-esteem depends on my relationship with myself. In other words, all that self-talk is positive. Let you know that you are okay. You are okay. Very important. Okay, so now I'm going to say it, and then you repeat after me. If the folks in the studio would join me, I'd appreciate it. Okay, one, two, three. My self-esteem.
My self-esteem
does not depend
on anything
outside of me.
My self-esteem
depends on my relationship
with myself
and my higher power. Wow, didn't that feel good? It just feels so good. I say it five times before I go in the air because, believe it or not, no matter how many times you do something, the minute you have to perform, because this is somewhat of a performance, all of a sudden you say, oh my goodness, you know, am I going to do it? Do I have all my notes? Do I have this and that? I have to center myself and remind myself that my self-esteem does not depend on how great this radio show is, how good or bad, indifferent. My self-esteem depends on my relationship with myself and my higher power. So thank you, and thank you all for indulging me in this wonderful, wonderful self-esteem Women's Space Pledge. I love it. You know, it's really interesting. When we did, we did the Iron Jawed Angels, and it was just so exciting when all of a sudden you saw 45 women saying the pledge. It really, really felt good. Well, I have some announcements to make, and you know, I try at the beginning of the month, or I try at each show, I try to bring some information. You know, as far as women's history go, our history is our strength. And, you know, I'm a student of Sonoma State. I mean, I was there when Molly McGregor and all the women, we were all talking about what's going on. There's no women history in the history books. You know, what are our young girls learning? And the history project began at Sonoma State, which is very exciting. So I try to bring forward some of the historical events that happened around women. And it's really interesting because on November 8th, today is November 11th, so on November 8th, 1910, the state of Washington passed a constitutional amendment to guarantee women's suffrage. So actually, they were even like California, because California, women could vote in 1911. In 1910, it looks like in the state of Washington, they also supported women's suffrage. And then in 1993, now today is Veterans Day. Like I said, I'm going to be talking about Veterans Day, the second segment of the program. But this is very interesting because I never knew. I actually did not know this happened. But on December 11th, 1993, there was a Vietnam Women's Memorial that was dedicated in Washington, D.C., after being received by former Army combat nurse Diane Carlson Evans and sculpted by Glenna Goodacre to honor, I had no idea the 265,000 women who voluntarily served during the Vietnam era. you know, it's like women are like, we're like the unsung heroes of the world. 265, and you know where these women were? These were the nurses. These were the ones who were on the front lines. And now, you know, from what I understand, and I don't know if I'm in favor of it, but I understand that women now can be on the battlefield. And sometimes it just doesn't sit right with me when I think that we are put on this earth to create, not to destroy. So it's kind of a catch-22. In fact, you know, when we look at Veterans Day, Veterans Day is very, very interesting to me because what do I get in the mail? Every sale you could imagine, 50% off here, 20%. I mean, what does that have to do with Veterans Day? You know, and then every once in a while you watch on television or here in the county, you know, they'll have a big parade with all these people, you know, marching proudly with their medals and everything. And there's a lot to be proud of. It's a great pride to serve your country. But there's another side. There's another side of war. And that's what we're going to talk about later on in the program. Well, another announcement I have is, just to remind you, the Sonoma County Gazette is on the street now. As you know, I write for the Sonoma County Gazettes. I write Santa Rosa Snippets. I encourage you all. I think it's one of the finest newspapers in the county. I mean, because it gives you information on all these little out, you know, all these cities all around our county, what's going on. So it's out in the street and you can find it. You know, they have a big box in front of a lot of coffee shops. So just keep your eyes out, open for it. And, you know, it's really interesting. I have to do a shout out for Vesta Copestake because she's an amazing woman. Here they were evacuated. You know, like Ken and I were talking about that, and he said, well, they have a lot of digital stuff, but still, the stress, her children, her grandchildren, everybody being evacuated, having to go somewhere. And guess what? They got the paper out on time. It's like that old saying, the show must go on. So thank you, Vesta. Thank you for being such a great community person, and thank you for the effort you make to get this wonderful, wonderful paper out in the street. And another shout out I want to do, you know, I have Janine Murray's in the studio now with me, and it's really interesting. Janine made a donation to this, to NOWS, the National Organization for Women. They produced their, centennial calendar, and Janine is looking through it. I'm going to ask her when I do the interview what she thinks of it. But I want to thank Vesta Copestake because she was the one who, actually funded the first 200 copies and made it possible for it to be published. And it's just an amazing calendar. And for folks that are interested in getting it, you know, you can always email me at www.womenspaces.com. Excuse me, that's the website. It's elaine@womenspaces.com. And I will arrange to get something. Or you can show up at the NOW meeting, the National Organization for Women, which is going to be happening Wednesday, November 20th at 1 p.m. at the Roundtable, Roundtable Pizza here on Gurnville Road. So everybody is welcome. You know, now Sonoma County is one of the largest and most comprehensive feminist advocacy groups. Their purpose is to take action to bring women into full participation in society, sharing equal rights, responsibilities, and opportunities as men. FYI, again, there will be calendars available at the meeting. Well, it's a lot to think about, you know, lots of stuff going on. And the last thing I have to say is a little bit lengthy, but I have to do a shout out because I attended the 2019 Peace and Justice Awards event on Saturday, November 9th, and it was a fabulous event. A shout out to everybody who put it together. And a congratulations, you know, the Peacemaker of the Year Award, this is dedicated to people who are committed to working on peace and justice in our county. And it's really exciting to hear all the people speak. I mean, one of the participants was Petaluma Blacks for Community Development, and my dear friend, Gloria Robinson, Kate got up there and made one of the most beautiful speeches I have heard in a long time. I was just so proud to know her. And it really gave me a sense, you know, when we look at our African-American community, they really understand community. The Petaluma Blacks were developed so when black people came into our county, they would be greeted, they would be told what's going on, they would have groups to join, they would meet friends. I mean, it's just a wonderful organization. Plus, they do so many things at the Petaluma Library, all kinds of exhibits. Faith Ross is in charge of that, and for Black History Month, you do not want to miss the Petaluma exhibit. It is just amazing at the Petaluma Museum. And, you know, when Black History Month comes up, of course, I will remind people. Another person who was recognized was a man by the name of Isaac Schweiger, and he's a lawyer, and he has just worked with many of the activists in our community, and he really had a lot to say. And what was really interesting about his presentation is he talked about there can be no peace without justice. Justice is the most important thing. That's what makes our country so great. That we are a country of laws, that we have regulations, that we have directions on how we can achieve and what direction we need to go in. And we have a constitution that guarantees us certain freedom. We're not perfect. You know, nothing, I don't believe in perfection, although I'm a little bit of a perfectionist. You know, when I look at myself, sometimes when I'll sew something and I'm off the stream, you know, I have to go back. Before you know it, my perfectionist takes over, and before you know it, the whole damn thing is destroyed, and I have to do it all over again. I mean, that's what perfectionism can do to you. It can just drive you crazy. No, it's not right. It's not right. No, sometimes you got to take a risk. Sometimes you got to put your big toe out there, do it, you know, maybe fall on your face a little bit, pick yourself up, do it again until you get it right. Not perfection is not where it's at. And that's one thing about our country that's so beautiful, that we have this wonderful constitution. I think of it like water running through like cauldron when you're taking pasta out and the water's just streaming through, and then you have this nice pasta. That's the way the country is. We have laws. We have things that are bad. Sometimes it streams through. We change it. We improve it. We add a little flavor here and there. I mean, look, at one time, women didn't have the right to vote. Now they have the right to vote. At one time, it was okay to have slavery. Now slavery is outlawed, even though it's still not perfect. It's still flexible. And we cannot let anybody mess with that important document. And that's what Isaac tried to bring forward, which was very, very interesting to me. And then my favorite award of all went to a man that I consider my brother. You know, and I know I'm not Chicana, but I was born in East L.A., so that gives me the credentials to be his sister, and that's my dear friend Alfredo Sanchez. I'll tell you, he brought the room down. It was one of the best acceptance speeches I ever heard. And one of the things that he said that really struck home with me is he talked about people who are his friends who can vouch for him because they were there when he made and did certain things. And that's how I feel sometimes. It's so wonderful to just have people that witness who you are and what you're doing and can validate it for you. And, you know, one of the things Alfredo said, Alfredo Sanchez is actually the brother of our board president, Alicia Sanchez. And Alicia Sanchez is very well known in our community. So what Alfredo said when he first got up there and started talking, he said, well, I'm Alicia's brother, Alicia Sanchez's brother. And, of course, everybody in the room cracked up. But he's more than Alicia Sanchez's brother. He's an outspoken advocate for people. Particularly for young people, for youth. He also serves on the board here at KBBF. He serves on the Peace and Justice Board. He serves with the Brown Berets. And he's just a community person. So congratulations, Alfredo Sanchez. We love you. And we love everybody that got the awards. Congratulations. And a special shout out to the Peace and Justice Center for doing this every year. People need acknowledgement. When you do something, the best thing you can do is say thank you. do it through a card, a telephone call, or a community award. It's our way of saying thank you. Thank you for being of good service. And these people are really of good service. And one last thought, you know, we do not want to leave out our youth. And I met this young woman, and that's Lucia Gary. She's a senior at Casa Grande High School, and she's a real strong activist in the environmental movement. And, you know, it's really interesting when I think about the youth, I think about Vietnam. You know, it's interesting when I talked about the Vietnam wall for women. I was already thinking about at the time when we were all protesting during that era, our families were not very supportive of us. Let me tell you something. I mean, we were called communists and we're ruining the country. I mean, on and on. It was a horrible feeling. There was so much division among families. There was so little support sometimes. And I think it's very important when we look at these young people and they're standing up, and what they're doing is they are standing up for our future. We need to support them, not condemn them. You know, when I saw that young, there's they call them the alt-right or whatever name they give them, condemning that little young woman from Sweden, Greta. I mean, how could they do that? A young woman who's standing up there and saying, I want a future. And they're making her like she's nothing. No, she's standing up for herself. We did the self-esteem. We did the Women's Basis Pledge, which is all about self-esteem. And this young woman has self-esteem. She has enough esteem to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute. I want to do something. I want to bring attention to the adults to what's happening and to please save our planet. How can you condemn that? So be careful. We need to support our youth. We need to let them know that we're there for them. Because, folks, when you look at the culture today, and you look at what's going on, we have failed in some areas. And we need to stand up and recognize that. And when our youth are speaking out and asking us to take care of things, we need to listen. We need to listen with both ears and with our heart. And realize it is their future, their planet they're fighting for. Lots to think about, but you know, that's what Women's Spaces is all about. I mean, I hope we're out there thinking. I mean, sometimes, to be honest with you, maybe I get tired of thinking. Ken, you know, it's really interesting. Ken does a show with what's it called? The magazine, the Spotlight magazine on another radio station. And he does a thing called The Sense of Light. And the last week he did a whole piece on meditation about how you need to sit, you need to focus, you need to center yourself so you can go out and do the good work. Well, one last announcement, and then we're going to go into a musical break, and I have a real surprise song for my guest, Janine. She'll love it. For Janine Murray, she'll love it. But here's our last announcement. We are coming into 2020. It's so hard to believe that here it is, November 11th already. And before you know it, it's going to be Thanksgiving, then it's going to be Christmas, and then we're going to be hot into 2020, which is celebrating the 100-year anniversary since women got the vote. And for folks out there who don't know what it took to get the vote, I would recommend that you watch the movie Iron-Jawed Angels with Hilary Swank. I mean, that'll give you the full story of what happened from 1916 to 1920, the final leg until all the women in the United States got the vote. There were some like California, and like we just learned about Washington State. They were voting before the whole nation got it. But 2020 was the date. August 2020 was 100 years we'll be celebrating. But we're going to have a kickoff event. And the Sonoma County 2020 Women's Suffrage Project is breaking ground on our year-long centennial celebrations throughout Sonoma County. That we really want you to come celebrate with us. It's going to be happening. Mark your calendars. I mean, I'm telling you a little bit early because, you know, around the holidays, we get so busy that our calendars get so filled. It's very important that we mark our calendars for Sunday, December 8th from 2 to 4, and that's going to be at the, where's it going to be? at the Saturday Afternoon Club at 430 10th Street in Santa Rosa, California. And if you want to find out more information or RSVP, go to socowomen2020@gmail.com. That's socowomen2020@gmail.com. And it's from 2 to 4. And space is limited, and I don't know if they're filled or not, but I'll tell you, you better hop to it. So that's make an RSVP to socowomen2020@gmail.com. Wow, lots to think about. Lots of places, different places to go. You know, and like I said, you know, when we have to look at the other side of war, it's more than just celebrating. There's a lot to it. But right now, we're going to take a musical break, and this is a special song I picked out for my special guest, Janine Murray, and it's called Buy Local, sung by KJ and friends. And I truly hope you enjoy this, because when we come back, I'll be talking with Janine Murray, who's the executive director of Sonoma County Go Local, and that's what we're going to be talking about, the benefits of supporting local businesses, and I might add local community radio stations like KBBF, 89.1 FM, which all you have to do is go on to kbbf.org, look over in the right-hand side, it says donate, you can become a sustainer, $5 a month, $60 a year for this wonderful station and to hear my precious voice. Come on, you know, even, believe it or not, here I come in here every single Monday as a volunteer, and guess what? I make a donation every single month. So I'm calling on you to make a donation to support your local community station, KBBF 89.1 FM, bilingual station. I mean, what if we weren't here for the indigenous, for the bilingual people in our community, for the Spanish-speaking people in our community? It's just amazing. So let's go ahead and listen to Buy Local, sung by KJ and friends. And when we come back, we'll be talking about local events and local businesses.
Friends, Sally and Bill, they grow their blueberries up on the hill. Taste so good, so fresh, so sweet. Bring them to the market for us to eat. Buy local when you can. That farmer is your neighbor and your friend. Working hard till the sun goes down to bring you the freshest food around. Buy local when you can. It ain't magic like Houdini to grow a really great zucchini. A little work and tender loving care. A little sunshine, water, and fresh clean. Buy local. Eating honey from the local bees helps you fight those allergies. See the bees in the hives. Get up close, watch them live. Buy local when you can. That farmer is your neighbor and your friend. Working hard till the sun goes down to bring you the freshest food around. Buy local. Time that you want all that, close to home is where it's at. Enjoy the fruits of their labor. That farmer is your friend and neighbor. Buy local when you can. That farmer is your neighbor and your friend. Working hard till the sun goes down to bring you the freshest food around. Buy local.
I want to go, ee-haw! No, buy local when you can. That is just absolutely wonderful. Well, for you just joining in, you are listening to KBBF 89.1 FM, Calistoga, Santa Rosa. I want to remind my listeners the opinions expressed here are not necessarily the opinions of KBBF, its board of directors, its members, and Women's Spaces. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And without further ado, I want to introduce my special guest, Janine Murray, who's the executive director of Sonoma County Go Local. Welcome, Janine. Welcome to Women's Spaces.
I am so glad to be here. Thank you, Elaine.
You haven't been here.
Co-founder of Go Local.
You helped
form, make Go Local happen, exist.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the compliment. That's true. You know, we were one of the founding members, you know, and it was really a whole new concept.
Yeah.
Like, Go Local. What does that mean? And then all of a sudden to get the education, which we're going to try to educate people today. Before we begin, Janine, I want to do two things. The first thing I would like to tell is our listeners a little bit about you. And the second thing is you're looking at that calendar that now, you know, now produced the 2020, the 19th Amendment Centennial 2020 Women's Suffrage. It's a 2020 calendar with national and local California heroes. And Janine was generous. She made a donation, and she got two calendars. And so the second question I'm going to ask you is, you give us a little rundown of what you thought of the calendar. You just had your eyes on it for the first time. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Janine. Janine started out as a junior high school teacher for several years. Then for the next decade, she managed operations and marketing at two local companies. Then spending 10 years as Go Local's co-manager and board member, she now serves as executive director. Oh, so you're now the executive director?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes.
Oh, my good. I couldn't see it in more better hands. She also manages Sustaining Technologies, LLC, and both organizations work together to provide marketing consulting and resources for locally owned businesses and to remind the public the importance of going local. Janine also served as a member of the Sonoma County Food System Alliance and plays accordion in the Hubbub Club Street Band. Well, welcome, Janine. And before I ask you about the calendar, what is the Sonoma County Food System?
Well, it is an alliance of people throughout Sonoma County who are committed to a healthy and just local food system in Sonoma County. And so if you've ever seen our Made Local magazine, we created the Made Local magazine to tell the stories of the Sonoma County Food Action Plan. So the Food System Alliance, in a nutshell, formed so that we could actually create a food action plan for Sonoma County so that there's economic vitality related to our food system, social justice, and agriculture and natural resource protection around food. And that often can, you know, get neglected in our county that, you know, has a large focus on wine grapes. And, you know, that doesn't necessarily feed us. So it's a group of volunteers from the health department and nonprofit organizations and county agencies who've committed to help protect our food system and supply and help make sure that people have access to healthy food throughout Sonoma County.
So this magazine, Made Local, actually is an outgrowth from
it.
It absolutely is. So it's to educate. You know, I'll tell you, you look in a magazine And it's just a magazine. Mm-hmm. But now it has a whole different meaning to me.
Yeah.
I really encourage people to pick it up. I mean, I'm going to read it a little bit differently because
yes.
I never knew, you know, that's a good perspective.
Absolutely.
Well, the second thing I want to know from you is, you know, here you are looking, your eyes have been going over this calendar. I mean, this was a labor of love. Like I said, Vesta Kopsakes, she generously supported the first 200 copies, which is amazing. And, of course, KBBF is in there, you know, honoring women in radio for all these years. And we've got the Democratic, the Santa Rosa Democratic Club. They they honored one of their members, one of my favorite people. What's Liz's last name here?
Bastille.
Liz Bastille, she was just, she was so influential. She got me to be a Democrat again.
Yeah.
and the biggest, the beauty of it, the beauty of it is, it's not only just the women participating, but we've got the past, the present, and looking forward to the future. But the one thing that just blows me away, and people have got to see this, is that Lucy, they have the Charles Schulz Museum. I just want to say they have their Lucy in there because what they're doing is they're having a on the centennial of the 19th Amendment, the Charles M. Schulz Museum and Research Center is going to be doing a whole year program. And in the calendar, we have Lucy saying, power to my kind. So, in other words, to women.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy the calendar.
Oh, the calendar is so inspiring. I do recommend anyone to grab a copy. It has such a beautiful, there's these beautiful photos of these women at the turn of the century, 1910, 1920, who were these powerful voices, and just even imagining how they had to dress and the social strictures at the time, and yet they were just leaders. They were so courageous. And then combine that with some current history of Sonoma County, like to a little timeline at the end that mentions, you know, who was the first policewoman, Santa Rosa's first policewoman back in 1922, and the first woman mayor in Petaluma. And it's just very inspiring to see this combination of how our little spot in America is one of so many that played this role in gathering momentum and strength of exactly what you were talking about at the beginning of the show, of women having a voice.
And it's interesting, you know, that when you look at the newspaper and you listen to the talk shows and you see that women are not coming out the way they should, you realize they still don't have the esteem that they need to have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's why I really recommend watching shows, movies like Iron-Jawed Angels, because our history is our strength. When you see the strength these women exhibited, it gives you strength. Mm-hmm. You know, it gives you strength. Well, let's go into Go Local now. I mean, this is definitely a local calendar, and I want to thank you for participating and for making such a nice donation, and was very happy to bring them to you today. So anything else you'd like to add about your biography that I gave you? Anything? How did you play the accordion in the Hubbub Club?
Well, you know, you got to have fun. And I found such joy in this family of people who play. We play music for the community. And, for example, on Saturday night, we just played for the Winter Blast, a parade and arts event down in the South of A neighborhood in Santa Rosa. And just bringing joy to people's faces. We play often for parades and marches and, you know, other social justice events, but also for weddings and memorials and just bringing smiles to people's faces. I think any time you can do that in a positive way, it makes helping make the world a better place.
Well, it definitely is fun.
Yeah.
It definitely is fun. Well, look, Janine, you know, you have a very, very interesting background. I mean, starting at a high school teacher level, then all of a sudden working at Go Local. But tell me, when did you first start to get aware about Go Local, about local issues, before even you came into Go Local? How did you evolve from that?
You know, that's a great question, and I don't think I was really, I don't think it was until I visited some of Go Local's very first events that it made so much sense to me. I think it's kind of natural for when we think about the logic of keeping things close to home. You feel more connected. You feel more a part of the community. You feel more, less lost. It's so easy to get lost in this world of media and internet and just, it's a huge world of billions and billions of people. So when I was introduced to Go Local, it just made so much sense, and it has changed my life. I've changed the way I look at how I, you know, get my needs met as far as filling up the refrigerator, and just really thinking about the impact that we make with every decision that we make.
Well, you know, it's interesting. As you mentioned at the beginning, you know, Ken and I were one of the co-founders when they first brought it in. There were several people that gathered together and decided. And I remember we made our first sticker, and I put the sticker on my car, and I was in a grocery store, you know, and I was walked out, and this woman walked up to me. She says, "What does that mean? Go Local." You know, and I swear I looked at her and I said, I never thought, what is Go Local, even though I have this sticker? And finally, I looked at her. I says, well, it means to go local, you know, local businesses. And so she says, well, we were by one of the corporate supermarkets. And when she asked me that question, she says, well, maybe I can't shop here because they're corporate. I says, well, maybe they can bring in local products. And what's so interesting is that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. You go into Safeway, you go into Raley's, and they have these big signs, local produce, you know. Mm-hmm. And that, I believe, is the impact of Go Local when it first started. So when did you get involved? What was your evolution
I've always been an environmentalist, so I think it makes sense when you think about just nature and the cycles of the natural world, is that everything's connected. So when we, you know, then have to make a choice about buying a tomato at the grocery store, when you think about it coming from some other country, or think about coming from somewhere, you know, within 50 miles of where you are, that's more connected. So I think that it is kind of...
It also tastes better.
Of course it does. Exactly. So I think that it really ties to kind of wanting to live in a sustainable way, a more sustainable way, when I can't necessarily grow all my own food. So we do have to, we are consumers in this world. And so we do have to buy things. And so it's kind of having a more conscientious frame of mind when you have to make purchases.
Well, talking about a more conscientious frame of mind, when you first, I know, because I know the history, when you first came into the program, it was just starting. It was, I remember at one point we put out a catalog, and then all of a sudden we looked at the catalog and says, we don't have any services, so we're not going to really support this catalog. Mm-hmm. What were some of the challenges that you met? Especially educating people. One of the things I noticed, the first thing I noticed that was when I realized that the movement was starting to happen was when I saw the big pictures in Oliver's of all the local people that are growing there. Yes. Oliver's is one of our local supermarkets. And I saw these big pictures, and all of a sudden you start getting this feeling about what local is all about. So what were some of the challenges that you had to face in educating people and getting this to above board? I know you have about 400 members now.
About 450. And, we're 12 years old. So I think some of the challenge has been that it started with a vision, really. But then we have to turn that into a model where we can actually pay ourselves and be able to survive. So we kind of combined that into the membership of Go Local, while we also produce some print publications and such that are, so we're kind of a media company as well, in helping to get marketing to local businesses as well, so that they could reach those local customers. The challenge I think the biggest challenge is that it's so much easier to shop online or to, you know, order things or buy things that have a lower price point. Sometimes it's more expensive to go local. So that's a big challenge that I can't blame anyone who is on a limited budget to, you know, not be able to always go local. And that's a very valid point. And to, just like the song, buy local when you can. I loved that line because it's really, you know, it's doing our best to be able to shop local and support local organizations when we can.
Well, maybe that's where the consciousness comes in. You know, when I was talking about being a perfectionist, like when you all of a sudden you're sewing something, you go after that thread, and before you know, you've destroyed it. I mean, you're trying to make it better. You've actually, when you could have just left it alone,
right,
and made the best of it. So it sounds like when you say buy local when you can, it sounds like it's just to you're trying to educate people to be conscious of local. Mm-hmm. And then do it when you can, mm-hmm. because sometimes, you know, like you said, the price point, you can't.
It costs a lot to live in Sonoma County. Rents, housing costs are high, and, you know, so it's a struggle for many people to live in this region. So that's something that we definitely understand, and we so appreciate, you know, grocery stores like Oliver's, in which they will put specials on locally owned, locally made products, so that it actually can be more affordable. And one of the other things I loved in the song, which is so true, is that those farmers are our neighbors and our friends, and I think there's no better time for us to all really understand that. We all know someone who's, you know, who works in a police department or a city agency or a fire department, and knowing how much they have stepped up to support our community. And it's so similar. I know of restaurant owners who their restaurants were closed, but they were busy in kitchens cooking food for first responders during the evacuation. And so that's the magic and the power of helping make that connection for people. Like when you picked up the magazine, you don't think about it sometimes, but sometimes it helps to be reminded. And that's what we feel our job is at Go Local, is we've been around for 12 years. And I think it's a constant reminder, because we have some big competitors, like, you know, the big box stores and Amazon and, you know, just the media, the mass media. So it's we're kind of little, but we try to use that continuing message to remind people to go local, support local, give local when they can.
Do you find the fact, like you're saying, you have around 450 members right now, do you find the fact that there's a membership and that people can come together and they know they're part of something? Do you feel that helps merchants or helps people become more aware?
I do. For example, last Friday we had a business lunch, a refer local lunch, and there was only about 12, 13 people who RSVP'd, but the room was packed. It was over full. We couldn't have fit any more people in that room of Go Local business and organization members who wanted to come together for this lunch last Friday. And we got a big picture, I'm going to have to post it, of everyone smiling at this lunch. And I think it's important to the business owners to feel like they're a part of a community that's not just a business community, but it's a community that's really committed to our area, to our region.
Well, it's interesting that you had this big crowd. Mm-hmm. Usually you only had 12 RSVPs, and yet the room was full.
Yeah.
Because I believe that people need, like after the fire, I find myself, I need to go to gatherings, mm-hmm. wanting to connect, wanting to mm-hmm. be with people.
Yeah.
You know, and also, it's almost like watching your dollars. You know, it's to be conscious, like I was thinking what you were saying, okay, organics definitely are sometimes a little bit pricey, to go local. But maybe when people start thinking about prices, maybe they think about the quality.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's, they can shave something off. Mm-hmm. The second thing they can think of is it helps sustainability. You know, you're talking about smaller farms, you know, and that's a big issue with sustainability. They say these big farms are what's causing a lot of our issues. So smaller farmers. Mm-hmm. So you have to start maybe thinking. So maybe if you buy two products mm-hmm. that are local, mm-hmm. that's two products that local merchant has sold mm-hmm. and you've done something.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than just ignoring it and saying, well, you know, I can't afford it, to start thinking about it.
And it's also thinking outside of ourselves and looking at the economic impact. So when you spend $100 at a locally owned grocery store, about $48 of that keeps recirculating in the community. Say that you've bought a local product at that local grocery store. That is actually helping to keep that producer alive, growing, and hiring new employees, which are your neighbors and friends. Whereas if you take that $100 and you spend it at a non-local grocery store, for example, only 13 of those dollars stay local. So think of the other 87 that just disappear like helium out of Sonoma County. Or, and then imagine ordering something online, you know, by spending those dollars online, zero stays in the Sonoma County economy. So think about how you're investing. You're really creating this circulation of money that keeps staying. And it's like a chain reaction. It's almost like a domino effect.
I'm thinking about I'm thinking there's a market. I used to belong to the Marquess Springs Chamber of Commerce, and I think it's Mulsberry Market is the name of it. And I'm thinking of all the commitments that the brothers made to the community. So you go local, they're making a salary, so they're able, they bring everything, bring everything back. It's like a circle.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really interesting. Well, be a little more specific. What is the mission? What is your mission? If you could just state it.
Sure. The mission of Go Local is to create a stronger local economy by supporting locally owned businesses and organizations so that there's stronger economic resilience in Sonoma County. And when we think about natural disasters, so many different things that have happened in Sonoma County, is that word resilience is very important. When we think about maybe a company that comes into Sonoma County that might not that might hire people and then leave, that's not resilience. So it's these small businesses and helping them to grow and thrive. That's Go Local's mission, is to help create a stronger and more resilient Sonoma County economy.
Well, we've really covered a lot of ground here today. Is there anything else you'd like to add that you think is important that folks should know? Your websites? I think that you have any events coming up, anything happening that you'd like to share?
Well, we have two new publications out. One is our pocket guide, which lists all of our current members, including Norton and Holtz and Legal Shield and Sonoma County Now and Women's Spaces and KBBF. Those are all listed in the pocket guide so that people can look up if they need business and computer services or entertainment or food and beverage. All those listings are available so that you can it can help you to buy and support local. Those are available at over 150 different local businesses. So when you're shopping in a local business, you might be able to pick one of those up. We also have a Made Local magazine that has wonderful stories. The current issue has a cover story about the Tamale Factory, a local five-generation family who's committed to organic and non-GMO corn. They grind their own corn and prepare it for their for their tamales because they're committed to health. And the magazines can be picked up at the local grocery stores.
Well, all I can say, Janine, is you've come a long way.
And thanks to you for helping get it started.
Well, no, but you've come a long way it's so important. You know, when you start thinking about your neighborhood, and you start thinking about the people, you know, we're going to be doing on the 25th, we're going to be doing a program on the homeless. And it was so interesting. I think of this song, The House I Live In, you know, the neighborhood, you know, the friends, you know, the supermarket, everything. You know, when I was growing up, we used to go to Palatkin's supermarket, you know, and what I did was I loved those Hershey's with almonds, and so I just take one, and my mother would go, and he would give her the bill, and she'd say, Mr. Plotkin, what's this? If only Lane was here. She took another candy bar. You know, my mother would say, you know, don't do that, because Plotkin charges me, but I did it anyway, and every once in a while he'd give me, but that was the local, you know, and across the street my grandmother owned a fish store, you know, so you got to see all the people coming in and out.
Connected.
I think the whole thing is about connection.
Mm-hmm. I do
too.
Well,
tell us a little bit about your website and how they can get a hold of you, and anything that else you'd like to say.
You can find us at golocal.coop. That's co-op. So it's kind of a different website. So golocal.coop. And starting in early 2020, we're also going to have a little app. So for those people who use their smartphones regularly, they can find all the Go Local listings very easily and search and find one's businesses near them and by topic or whatever. And some of them offer rewards. And so you can show your Go Local card or show your app just to get some savings for those businesses who want to thank you for supporting a local business.
Well, Jeanine Marie, I want to thank you, and I also want to congratulate you on becoming executive director. I can't think of a better person to be
thank
in that
you.
Position, and I wish you all the success in the world.
I appreciate it, Elaine, and back to you and Ken.
Thank you so
great
much.
Great work that you do.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, I just love talking about local issues and all that other good stuff. You know, and I realize that, you know, time goes by really quickly in the studio. You think you got a whole hour. You think it's forever when it just goes 1 minute. And I was going to play the song called The Universal Soldier by Buffy St. Marie, but unfortunately we don't have any time for that. But I just like to talk a little bit about, we have a few minutes. We have about 2 minutes. I'd like to talk about Veterans Day. I want to do a shout out to all our veterans that serve our country, that are committed to bringing democracy and fairness into the world, but also to remind people there is another side. There is another side to being a veteran, and that's many, many veterans are suffering from PTSD and all kinds of issues that we need to recognize. War is not the answer. If war was the answer, because all wars are fought in the name of peace, we would have had peace a long time ago. Anyway, a shout out to my two uncles, my Uncle Nathan and my Uncle Bobby, who served in World War II, and to Ken's father, also Don Norton, who also served, and his Uncle Jerry, who also served in World War II, and also our aunt, yes, our beautiful aunt who served, what's your aunt's first name? Our aunt Joan Moffat, who served as a nurse during World War II. And a reminder to all of you that Women's Spaces will re-air tonight again at 11 o'clock. And I want to encourage you, please, to tune in and listen. And a special shout out to my guest, Jeanine Murray, Executive Director of Sonoma County Go Local. And remember to think locally. And also to remember, our children are the future, and we must never lose sight of that. This is Elaine B. Holtz. You've been listening to Women's Spaces. Thank you so much, and I look forward to being with you the next time.
Because a woman in your life, the woman in your life, the woman in your life is you.
The previous Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, November 11th, 2019.